T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Looking at the primary elections up in New Hampshire, of course. What are we hearing? I'll tell you what we hear from each of those candidates. Each of those candidates on the Democrat side of the aisle convinced that some people just don't deserve to live, right? They are telling me, as an example, that my daughter, because she has a number of disabilities, she really shouldn't be given the benefit of the doubt. Come on now. Jeff, you'd be better off without her. Her life doesn't necessarily have any meaning. Ralph Northam, of course, would keep her comfortable while waiting to kill her, I suppose. But I look at my Julia and I see the greatest gift I have ever received. I see the face of God. I see a beautiful young lady who's never spoken a word, but has touched more people in her life than any of those folks running for president ever will. To me, this is why the various activities to protect and defend life are vital. And we have March for Life coming up in Richmond pretty soon. Jeannie Mancini is joining us. Jeannie, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff.
Well, it is my pleasure. It is my honor to have you here. Can you give everybody a little insight? What is happening with the March for Life, how you're involved, and what we should expect?
Yeah, absolutely. So to take a quick kind of step back or kind of a 30,000-foot view, of course, the March for Life is the annual human rights march in Washington, D.C. It's the largest march that happens annually, yes, every single year. And, of course, we're marching to bring abortion to an end and to build a culture of life in the United States, to create a culture where abortion is unthinkable. And your story was so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that about your daughter, Julia. And it's, you know, I mean, we should promote the inherent dignity of every human person from the moment of conception, regardless of disability, etc. And that's really what the March for Life is all about. So we've been marching. This was our 47th annual March for Life this past January, just 2.5 weeks ago.
Wow.
And within the last few years, we've felt called to take the March for Life to the states, to the capitals, because there's so much happening in the states. I mean, that's really where it all starts and probably where it all ends.
Yes.
And so our first annual Virginia March for Life was last April. Our second annual march in Richmond, our Virginia March for Life, will be this Thursday, February 13th. And so we're really wanting to encourage your listeners to participate, because every person really does make a big difference. I mean, it shows our very pro-abortion our very pro-abortion assembly, our legislators this year, that we do not agree with them, and that we are drawing a line in the sand for the inherent dignity of the human person.
Well, and I appreciate that. Again, not just on a personal basis, but on a community basis, because I see so many wonderful people who I would never have had the chance to interact with or meet if those folks up there on Capitol Square had their way.
Right. Absolutely. It's such a beautiful time for people to come together in solidarity. People, you know, of all ages, of all religions, etc. I mean, it really is a very special moment to come together. And, you know, we're told that where two or more gathered, God is truly present. Well, I would say that it's similar for these marches. There's a way in which it's so motivating to all be together and to stand in solidarity for the legislators to see again, standing for the single most human important human rights abuse of today, standing against that, and standing for the inherent dignity of the human person. So so some of the details are this. You can check us out to get more information at marchforlife.org and go to the section on state marches. But the rally itself begins at 11:45, so right before noon, okay, on the Capitol steps in Richmond, mm-hmm, and then that's followed by the march itself, which is around Capitol Square at 12:45. And we've got a great, great, great lineup of groups that are joining together for this and a great lineup of speakers. So we're co-hosting this with the Virginia Family Foundation, the Virginia Catholic Conference, and Virginia Society for Human Life. All of those groups are very actively lobbying day in and day out at the Virginia Assembly. And we've got Bishop Burbidge is our opening speaker. He's going to lead us in prayer. We've got all sorts of different luminaries speaking, including the head of Virginia Family Foundation, Victoria Cobb, Jeff Caruso, the Catholic Conference director. We've got Reverend Alan McFarland as well, Olivia Gans Turner. So we've got a great lineup of speakers.
I hear you. I think it's a wonderful idea. By the way, make room next year because I'm available. I want people.
Excellent.
I want people to know not just Julia's story, but all of the stories. And when you think about it, Jeannie, you have to think about how many stories are untold. You have to think about how many diseases are uncured, how many adventures were untaken because of the actions of a handful of people.
Oh, it's so true. You know, who are we to judge the value of someone's life? You never know, as you're saying, you know, yeah, who's going to find the cure to HIV/AIDS, the cure, right, to cancer? You know, who are we to place a value on someone's life?
Yeah, it's just, it's a horrifying thought, what is going on up there. So, Jeannie, let me ask you, for folks who are hearing this and are not necessarily passionate one way or the other, because while you and I today can't even imagine, I would think, that somebody doesn't have the opinion, I'm going to be very honest with you. Before my first child was born 18 plus years ago, I didn't think all that much about it. I really didn't. And then I saw this ultrasound, and I remembered all of the chatter over the years. People saying, well, it's not a person. It's just a collection of cells, and it's an it, and I'm looking at him going, well, yeah, I mean, he kind of looks like a bean, but he's not really a bean. And I know at the end of this is an honest to goodness person. And within a matter of days here, I'm looking at fingers and, you know, so it just, I think there are some people who are not necessarily, quote, on our side yet because they just haven't thought about it as much.
That's right. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And I also think that there's an element of this that is in the spiritual realm,
yeah,
you know, and that, you know, it's so important to approach this with, you know, a lot of prayer, et cetera, for people who don't necessarily see the fullness of the inherent dignity of the human person, that their eyes would be open. Because, listen, let's be honest, there are so many confusing messages,
yes,
in our culture. So one example of that is, you know, in order to be pro-woman, you have to be pro-choice. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, and our entire March for Life theme was based on that this
right.
year, that to be pro-woman is truly pro-wife, pro-life.
Right.
And
right.
to, you know, understand that a woman's capacity for motherhood is not a liability, it's a beautiful gift. And so there's so many, you know, confusing messages told, and so we at the March for Life try very much to present the truth, the attractiveness of life, and that's what we'll be doing here on Thursday in Richmond.
I love it. Now, do people need to register ahead of time, or can they just show up?
They can register, but they absolutely do not need to. So they can get on our website and sort of RSVP on our Facebook page, etc. And they'll get more details in doing so. But really, you could just show up at the Capitol at 11:45 to play it safe, maybe 11:30. Bring your raincoat. It is supposed to rain, or your umbrella, but it's going to be a warm day in the 60s. And, you know, I think just standing there in solidarity will show our members of state Congress, members of state Senate, just how much we feel about this important issue, especially in the rain.
Absolutely. Jeannie, give us that website one more time so folks can get all the details.
marchforlife.org, and then just go to the little section on state marches and check out Virginia.
I love it. Jeannie, thank you for being here. Looking forward to a well-attended and meaningful March for Life on Thursday. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Really appreciate the interview.
All right. That is Jeannie Mancini, and she's the point person for the Richmond March for Life. I think it's vitally important. I really do. And yes, it is because I'm completely and totally selfish. I got it. But I had never really thought about it at any great length prior to seeing Harry. Right? And again, I called him the bean for the longest time because he looked like a bean. But I knew, you know, he wasn't going to be a puppy, wasn't going to be a houseplant, wasn't going to be a guitar. That was a real, honest-to-goodness human being. And I hear the talk from despicable people like Ralph Northam. Just a disgusting excuse for a person. An absolute abomination as a doctor. A medical doctor telling us how he would kill that baby. I mean, and that's what he said. So I hear that, and I have to double down on guarding Julia, you know? Because her life, according to Ralph Northam, wouldn't be worth living. And I will tell you now that Julia has done more good for people than Ralph Northam could ever hope to do. I hope to see you Thursday at Capitol Square. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.